We did find out today that the State Attorney's Office has done what the North Gauteng High Court directed it to do and calculated how much money Jacob Zuma has to pay the state back because the state paid for Jacob Zuma's legal bills when, according to a verdict by the High Court, confirmed by the higher courts, the government had no right to do so. And Karen Morn, special and specialist legal journalist at News 24. It's quite a lot of money, 18.2 million at the time, Karen. There were some estimates that put it at closer to 25 million, but 18.2 million rand is a lot of money to have to pay back.
Yeah, I mean, the 25 million was the amount estimated by the economic freedom fighters, who, of course, were one of the parties, and the DA, the Democratic Alliance, who've been litigating this case, I think, since, you know, 2017 or so, in order to stop this untrammeled state funding of Jacob Zuma's legal fees. Importantly, of course, John, this has implications for state funding of other government officials accused of corruption, because for a very long time, and we saw this with Jackie Salibi, who got something like 16 million that he never paid back, government officials did, you know, utilize the State Attorneys Act in the way that Jacob Zuma did to get funding of cases where they were accused of corruption.
The state attorney said if Mr. Zuma doesn't pay us back, then we are going to issue a summons. And yeah, Jacob Zuma's gone to jail. Jacob Zuma's been let out of jail to go to his younger brother's funeral. Jacob Zuma doesn't get special treatment. Jacob Zuma does get special treatment. And I think one is entitled to perhaps be at the very least cautious about the extent to which the state will try and get that money back from Jacob Zuma?
Well, the problem for the state, of course, is that if they don't, there's a court order. They could be held in contempt of court.
Ah.
And remember, of course, that Michael Hulley, at the genesis of this, when this unlawful arrangement was made between the presidency and Jacob Zuma, there was an undertaking from Zuma that he would reimburse the state if he was found guilty. And Hulley said at the time that if that were to occur, his state pension could be attached. So many people will say, well, Jacob Zuma has no assets, he has no money, he's constantly complaining about the fact that he doesn't have the money to litigate. The fact of the matter is that undertaking around the pension was put on the table, I think, as early as 2007, 2006, possibly later. And, you know, it's been done in the case of Batabile Dlamini, of course, where she was, personal cost order was issued against her in relation to SASA. And, you know, there was a reported attachment of her pension. So, you know, there are ambits for the state to pursue this. And they, you know, if they don't, there's a very real risk that one of the parties involved in this litigation will say, well, you're effectively in contempt of court now.
And, I mean, I have skeptical listeners who believe that Jacob Zuma has offshore accounts. I'm less convinced of that. I mean, I sort of have the feeling that he made sure that large sums of money didn't land in his bank accounts because he was aware of the power of the state to find those. So I'm more inclined to think that he probably doesn't have a lot of money, Karen.
Well, I mean, his, you know, there was nearly that issue with in Kandla where, you know, there was a VBS attempt to recover the bond that he was given to pay back the money that was spent on the upgrade. And there was, you know, I don't know how that was resolved, but at one stage there was a very real, you know, legal battle at play in terms of his failure to repay that bond. We know that one of his former spouses, you know, there have been issues with regards to those kind of issues in the court with maintenance and a number of other issues. So, you know, it doesn't appear at this point that he has a huge amount of money at his disposal, and certainly not in a public manner. If he is able to simply come up with 18.2 million rand, of course, questions will be asked about that, not least of all by the Revenue Service. So his biggest hope at the moment is either that, you know, someone, as has happened in the case of Busisiwe Mkhwebane, where you know, there was an organization that raised the money for the personal cost order issued against her in the Concord in the Saab matter, that there's some kind of crowdfunding, or, you know, yeah, he stands a very real risk of having his pension attached.
Is crowdfunding 18.2 million rand for Jacob Zuma is not going
exactly
to be easy. And benefactors with deep pockets are less likely to put their hands into those pockets, because it's increasingly clear that Jacob Zuma's ability to influence matters in their favor has disappeared or is disappearing. So where's the motive? I doubt that any of them are that loyal to the man that they would be prepared between a few of them to stump up 18.2 million rand.
No, I doubt it. And I think the most important thing in all of this is what the court said. I mean, in the High Court, it said that it was absolutely, reprehensible, essentially, that Jacob Zuma had been able to litigate on, quote unquote, an almost luxurious scale to attack almost every aspect of the prosecution authority's case against him, from the warrants that were used to seize documents, the mutual legal assistance request, the Mauritius postponement, failure to take, his unhappiness over the representation. Every aspect of that case was litigated. One would argue in a manner that effectively built the bars for his own prison, because now all the evidence that he could have disputed in his trial, he can't dispute. It's all admissible. The rubber really hitting the road in terms of that case, not only in terms of his ability to litigate on that level in the future, but also in terms of, having to pay back this money at a time where he's looking also at the possibility of a 25-year sentence for racketeering and corruption.
Karen Maughan, special and specialist legal journalist at News 24. I'll keep describing her as that for a while, and then I'll stop. I almost feel sorry for Jacob Zuma. Almost.